Man, this morning the Lord was moving in this place, and He's moving tonight. Man, I'm telling you. Brother Riley, you don't have to know everything to preach. You just got to know the main thing. Jesus saves. Remember that. You keep that in your arsenal. You stand by that book, and the God of that book will stand by you. Well, I'm so excited God's called one more out to preach. I'm so excited that He saved some this morning. So excited that some rededicated their life. So excited Brother Brad brought the word tonight. So excited for what He's doing. But I don't want to pump everything in this morning and leave out tonight dry. You don't want the air out of your balloon or air out of your sail, because we got a lot of sailing to do. Amen. Got a copy of God's word, Psalm 119, verse number 9. I ask you to stand tonight. Cleanse your way. Tonight you're saved. Wash the blood of Jesus Christ and you find yourself dabbling in the things of this world. So preacher, how am I going to cleanse my way? Preacher, how am I going to walk the way I'm supposed to walk? How am I going to do what I'm supposed to do? I just want to share something simple with you. The Bible says in Psalm 119, verse number 9, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord. Teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in the statutes, and I will not forget thy word. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, Father, for just the next few moments, I thank you tonight that it is appointed unto man once to die and then the judgment. But I thank you tonight, Father, that we can be ready for death. We can be ready for the judgment. We can be ready when we leave this walk of life. Father, we don't have to wait till we get to heaven to see if we're going to make it. If we're having to wait till we get there, Father, hell will be our home. Lord God, we know here that we're saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. We know here that you redeem. We know here that, Father God, you're our safety net. We know here, Father, that you are the one that saved our soul. And Lord, I pray tonight that somebody might be struggling with the way that they're walking or the things that they're doing. I pray tonight for the next few moments you show us in the Word of God tonight how that we can cleanse our way. Father, I love you and I thank you tonight. Thank you for your Word. Thank you for Brother Brad and the Word he brought tonight. Lord, bless the next few moments in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated tonight. As we come here tonight, the psalmist said, cleanse your way. He said, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? You know, in the world that we live in, Brother Brad just said, and I've thought about this all week, how, hey, what used to be wrong, now it's right. Instead of people getting right, they'll come out of their closet. Instead of people cleaning up, they'll just come out the way that they are. But the Word of God tonight, it teaches us that we must cleanse our way, that we must walk that way. I thank God this morning that He showed up in the house this morning and people got saved and people rededicated their life and some got called to preach. I'm sure, Brother Riley, you weren't the only one that had a calling on your life, that maybe there were some that didn't come forth. Hey, but tonight I want you to know, as we study this Word tonight about cleansing your way, I don't know about you, but I thank God when I'm walking in the way that He's called me to walk. I thank God tonight when He says I can cleanse my way. I can clean it by that word tonight. I know the blood of Jesus Christ is what saved me from my sin. I know that Jesus Christ and His blood tonight is what has saved me tonight. But when I look into this word tonight, I know I can apply this word to my life and it'll do all kind of things in my life tonight. I don't know about you tonight, but I thank God for His written word. Don't you? I thank God tonight that it's penned down. I thank God tonight when I got in the altar with these young kids this morning and I didn't have to go on what I said, but they can go on the Word of God this morning. But I shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. I thank God tonight that the Word is written down. I thank God tonight that what happened this morning can come into this evening, don't you? I thank God this morning that His Word is written down, and it's for us to read, and it's for us to learn, and it's for us to apply to our life. But I want to show you some things in here that we need to do to cleanse our way, to cleanse our walk tonight. And I love this. Three simple things we see tonight. Look with me, if you will, verse number 9 tonight, if you'll read with me here. Number one, we must heed the Word of God. Look what the Bible says, by taking heed thereto according to thy Word. Number one tonight, if you're going to cleanse your way and you're going to walk away that's pleasing to God, number one tonight, we must heed the Word of God tonight. You know what heeding that Word of God is? That's when you take that Word of God, you take that bread of life and you break it and you eat it. Hey, you know what tonight? It's one thing to eat something. Hey, you can put it in your mouth and you can chew on it, Brother Eric, and you can chew on it for some time. Hey, but you know what? If you don't digest it, it won't do you a bit of good. You know people, and I do too. Hey, they'll stick it in their mouth and they'll chew a little while and they'll spit it back out. And Brother Brad, talking about that judgment, there's going to come a day that we're going to get an account to the Word of God. And he says, I love this. He said, take heed to the Word of God. I thank you tonight for sharing with us. Hey, if it's ever been true, it's always been true. This Word tonight, it will not change. It never has changed and it never will change. Can I get an amen? Hey, tonight, as a preacher tonight of the gospel, I understand tonight that I preach this Bible tonight. I preach this Word tonight. And one way in my life that I've seen that it's cleansed my ways and I don't do the things that I used to do is because we heed the Word of God. We heed that Word. We study that Word. We stick with that Word. We digest that Word. And we let the Word of God move in our life. Tonight, as we come back to the house of God, we're hungry for the Word of God. Amen. Hey, tonight we've come back and we're heeding that Word and we're wanting what that Word says tonight. We're feeding on that Word. I thank God to that there are men and women that heed the Word of God. And what the Word of God says, they don't turn from it. They don't turn away from it, but they turn to it tonight. If you're going to preach the Word of God, if you're going to study the Word of God, and you're going to live the Word of God, you must understand in your life, you've got to heed that Word no matter what anybody else thinks. I told Brother Riley tonight when he got called to preach, I said, son, I want you to know tonight, hey, you won't be the most popular kid in town. Hey, you won't be the one that everybody will want to run with. Hey, you won't be the new kid on the block, but I got good news tonight. I'd rather follow Jesus Christ and His Word tonight than the ways of this world. Hey, for 27 years I followed the ways of this world, and you know what? It got me trouble and trials and tribulation and all kind of things on this side, but I got good news tonight. When I got saved and I heeded to that Word of God and I took that Word and I started digesting it and I heeded that Word tonight, it changed my life forever in the Word of God tonight. He says tonight, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? Number one tonight, by taking heed thereto the Word of God. But number two, I see in the text tonight, not only by taking heed to the Word of God. I've heard the Word of God, I take heed to the Word of God, but I must hide that Word. Number two, you must hide the Word of God. Tonight, you must hide that Word of God in your heart tonight. I said this Wednesday night, if all every day of your life, all you do, and I hear preachers say this all the time, and this is a correct statement. They say that all I am is a sinner saved by grace, and I give an amen to that, and I believe that. But you listen to me tonight. If every day of your life, from the time you get up to the time you go to bed, all you do is sin, you better make sure that you're a child of God. And from the time you get up to the time you go to bed, all you do is sin and do the things of the devil, you better make sure who you know tonight. You better make sure tonight that Jesus Christ is your Savior tonight. And he says this. Look at this in the book. He said, number one, we hide it. We heed that Word. But number two, we hide it. Look what he says. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy Word have I hid. Thy Word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee, or I might not sin against God. Tonight, if you want to get to the place where you're not sinning near as much as you used to, can I get a witness? Come on, can I get a witness tonight? Hey, preacher, I don't want to do the things I used to do. You know how you get away from that old crowd and that old junk you used to do? It's by hiding that Word of God in your heart. The more you read the Word, the more you study the Word, the more you digest that Word, the more you heed that Word, the more that Word is in your heart, the less sinning an individual will do in their life. I don't know how many days, I don't know how many hours that I go without sinning, but I want you to know, not every day of my life, 24 hours, a day is full of sin. I want glory to God. Hey, I've been saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, and it's strong enough when I get in this Word and I hide that Word in my heart that I don't have to do the things, everything that Satan brings against me. Tonight, if you fall victim to everything and you can't learn that two-letter word, N-O, you're going to fall victim. And tonight, the only way not to do that is by studying the Word of God. You take that Word, number one, you heed it, but number two, you hide it. You hide that word in your heart. Tonight, you hide that word because the Bible says, thy word have I hid in my heart. Why did the psalmist hide that word in his heart? That I might not sin against God. That I might not sin against God. Me and Brother Roy Parker was at a funeral this week. And there was a Hispanic man come up to me and he asked me a question. I don't know a lot of Spanish. Miss Patsy was over here in the conversation. And I called him help me, Brother Roy. It's Spanish. Spanish. Okay? Let's say Spanish. And he let me know right quick he wasn't Spanish. He was Guatemalan. Well, I don't know the difference in Spanish. I don't know. I don't know. I'm country boy. I'm Detroit, Brother Gary. I'm country boy. And he's trying to tell me, number four. And I don't know what number four is. I mean, are we at Taco Bell or where are we at? I don't know what number four is. And I'm not being disrespectful, Brother Lee. I just don't know what number four means. And Brother Roy's trying to translate to me. And man, he's got me all flustered a little bit. But what he's wanting to know, do I know the fourth commandment? Do I know what the fourth commandment is to keep the Sabbath day holy. And we finally figured that out, what's going on. And he's trying to tell me that the Sabbath day is on Saturday. And I'm sinning and I'm living wrong because I'm going to the house of God on Sunday. I got good news for anybody, and listen to me tonight. It doesn't matter what day you worship Him. If you don't worship Him Monday through Saturday, Monday through Sunday, it don't matter if you worship Him on Sunday. If you live like the devil all week long, it ain't going to do you a bit of good worshiping Him on Sunday. He is God every day of the week, and I know that because the Bible tells me so. Thy word I've hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. You see, I know what it is to be a Christian on Sunday and not live it all the rest of the week. It ain't no good. It don't do you no good. It won't fill you. It won't feed you. And it will not last in your life. But I know tonight when you get sold out to God and you heed that word and all you can do is get up with the word, go to bed with the word, and starve for that word, you'll hide that word in your heart. Tonight, I want you to get this, and I want you to understand this tonight. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but when you get to that place in your life and all you can do is break that bread and eat that bread, digest that bread in your life, it'll do something with you like never before. I thank God tonight that this is a church that loves the Word of God tonight. I thank God tonight. Hey, I don't know all, but I do know this, that the Word of God is true and it will deliver you. And let me give you this tonight. Whoa, glory. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. And here's what he says. I love this. He said, number one, we heed the word of God. If you want to cleanse your ways, if you want to live the right way. I'll never forget this as long as I live. Man, when I started preaching, I had some preacher friends, and I'd hear them quote scripture. And I was like, man, I'm not good at quoting scripture. I'm not good at studying the word. I'm not good at all this stuff. I don't know if I'm going to be able to quote that scripture. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it. You know what? There's somebody lives inside me that allows me to quote it. You see, the Holy Spirit lives inside of you. You say, well, I can't hide that word like some people can. You start hiding it. You'd be surprised how much you can hide inside of you. You'd be surprised what you can hide inside of you. You'd be surprised what you can learn. There's some old stuff I learned back in the day, Brother Shay Taylor. I'm telling you what, I wished I could forget it. Amen. I wished I could forget it and do away with it and get it off my mind. But you know what? That word of God, it takes place of it. Let me give you this tonight. Number one, to cleanse your ways, you must heed the word of God. Number two, you must hide the word of God. You must hide that word in your heart. Blessed art thou, O Lord. O Lord, teach me thy statutes. Number third tonight, I want to share this with you. Not only do we heed the word of God to cleanse your way, to heed it. Not only do we hide it, but we honor the word of God. We honor the word of God. This morning, the only thing that happened in this place was obedient to the word of God. Obedient to what God has called us to do. Look what he says. With my lips have I declared all thy judgments of thy mouth. So how do I honor the word of God, Brother BJ? I'm going to show you three things tonight. How to honor the word of God tonight. Look what he says in verse 14. I have rejoiced in thy way of thy testimonies as much as all in the riches. One, if you're going to honor the word of God tonight, you must do it rejoicing. It must not be a burden tonight to study the word, live the word, eat the word. It must not be that way. It must be an enjoyment tonight. Number two, I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. What are you talking about tonight? I must meditate on the word of God. I must meditate on that. I ask you tonight, when you wake up every morning, do you meditate on the word of God? Man, when I get up out of that bed, that word is on my mind, it's on my heart, it's on my soul, it's in my spirit. Man, that word is just something about it. When you get up with it and you go to bed with it, you chew on it, you eat on that word, you digest that word. Look what he says tonight. And I will delight myself in thy statutes, and I will not forget thy word. If we're going to rejoice and we're going to meditate, we must delight. It's two different things in rejoicing and delighting. Rejoicing is when you see it in there and you see what the Bible says and it lines up with your life. Woo! Glory! I love it. Then you get to meditating on it. And you realize that my way and it, the way it says and the way I'm living ain't lined up the way it should be. But I delight to get in line with the Lord. If you'll turn with me to Ecclesiastes chapter number 12, I want to show you something tonight. Before we gather up and pray for the building, I want to show you something tonight about cleansing our ways. I want to show you something about the most wisest man that there was. Here's what he said about the whole matter. Turn with me to Ecclesiastes chapter number 12. Here's what he said about the whole matter. Ecclesiastes 12:13. Here's what he said about the whole matter. About cleansing our ways, having a safety net, Brother Brad, that's in place. Having a something that when your time comes and Jesus will be for you. Here's what Solomon said in Ecclesiastes 12:13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Solomon said, you want to know the conclusion of the whole matter? Here it is. Fear God. Fear God. To fear God, you're going to, number one, you're going to heed His word. To fear God, you're going to hide it. And you're going to honor it. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. You know what your duty is tonight? Fear God and to keep His commandments. To keep His commandments tonight and what He's called you to do. We live by grace. We don't live by the commandments no more, preacher. Listen to me. He didn't come to destroy the law. He came to fulfill the law. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Tonight, if you want to know how to live your life for Jesus Christ, you ask Jesus, come in your life, you're saved. You got saved. You repented. He come into your life. He saved you. And you say, preacher, now what I do to live my life? I wish little Jenna was back tonight. She's here. Lord Jesus, Jenna, how are you doing? You still saved? Yeah, oh, glory, hallelujah. Jenna, you know how you're going to keep walking for Jesus? Heed that word. When that little girl come, let me tell y'all this, she's 9 years old. When she come to the altar this morning, let me tell you what she had in her hand when she come. She had the book in her hand. When we got down in the altar this morning, you know what she had that book in her hand. You heed that word. At 9 years old, Awana's is teaching her to hide that word. Every single Wednesday night, these kids have a memory verse to learn. They're hiding that word in their heart. That word that they've been memorizing is stirring that little girl's heart. And all the days of your life, Jenna, you honor that word. Everybody under my sound of my voice tonight, let me give you this. It doesn't matter what any preacher, any denomination, anybody tells you. If it goes against this word, it's wrong. If it don't line up in here, if it don't line up according to this, it's wrong. If it lines up in here, it's right. Tonight, all I want to do, and I know all that you want to do is this tonight. The whole matter is this. I just want to do what God's called me to do. I want to see people get saved, give their life to Jesus Christ, and not live the way they used to live. There's nothing more discouraging to hear somebody that got saved and they're still living like the devil. Tonight, if you say, preacher, I'm struggling. I'm having a hard time tonight. Just cleanse your way. The way you do, you're saved. If you're saved tonight, it's by that word tonight. As you read that word goes in, that word does a cleansing, that word does. Peter said we're cleansed by that word. That word lives inside of us. That word feeds us. It directs us. And it lines us up with where we need to be tonight. As Brother Brad said tonight, we have a safety net, and His name is Jesus Christ. And tonight, I truly believe in this Bible tonight, Brother J.D., from cover to cover, page to page. I don't understand it all, but I believe it all. And tonight, my challenge to you is this. Hide this word in your heart. That young preacher didn't know a lot, but he knew one thing. Appointed unto man once to die, and then the judgment. After Brother Brad preached that at Broken Life, I've done heard of 4 deaths since Thursday. 4 people that has died since Thursday. And as I got thinking about that today, Brandy said, boys, a lot of people dying, ain't they? I said, I hope you don't pull my number right now. He said, preacher, I'm young. I got a lot of time left. Oh, no. You don't get to choose when you leave here. All you know is you got an appointment. It's appointed unto you once tonight. All you know is you got an appointment. It's all you know you've got. And you don't know when it's coming. But you can do this. You can be ready for that judgment. How am I going to be ready for that judgment when it comes? By the blood of Jesus Christ. By studying this word, reading this word, applying this word, heeding this word, hiding this word, honoring this word, sticking with this book, sticking with the word. Man, when I left this morning, I was on cloud 9. We got out of here about 10 minutes, 15 minutes out of 1. I don't know what some people left earlier. I'm sure I seen them going out the back door. It did get a little lengthy, I reckon. But you know what? I hunger for services like that. I hunger for services like that when God just sits down. I wonder who tonight said, God, just sit down on me. God, just sit down on me. Put a hunger on me that I want more of you, that I want more of your word. I'd want to just do what you called me to do. I fear you. I keep your commandments. I do what you called me to do. I just keep on keeping on. Tonight, if that's you, we're going to have time of invitation here in just a moment. If that's you tonight, man, I'd just get in that altar and I'd say, Lord God, I just want more of you. I don't know a lot, but I know I got an appointed time to go, and I just want to be ready. I just want to be ready. Told you this morning about Sylvester Stallone, Rocky Balboa. You wasn't in here. That's my hero, Rocky Balboa. You didn't know that, did you? You was born in 2000, weren't you? 98? Close enough. 98. You know who he is? And for the ones that weren't here this morning, we was watching Creed 2 last Saturday night, Friday night. And I told Brandy, I said, I'd like to meet Sylvester Stallone. Y'all heard this morning. I said, he's 76-year-old. I better hurry up and get to see who, you know, get to see him. I Googled it. Y'all know what Google does? It tells you what you want to hear. You need to Google enough, you'll get what you want. And it said to meet Sylvester Stallone, it cost $750. That's pretty cheap, I thought. I mean, he's pretty famous. I mean, some of y'all, it ain't to y'all, I understand, but. Them born in the 80s, 70s, man, I'm telling you what. And I said, you know, that ain't bad, is it? She said, no, $750 ain't bad, but you can meet Jesus for free. Man, when she said that, that has strung a chord in my heart. You can meet Jesus for free. If you don't know Jesus tonight, heed to his word. Hide his word in your heart. Let him do a work in your life tonight. Because there's going to come a day that you're going to stand before him. And you want him to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You do not want him to say, depart from me. I never knew you. Where would you stand at tonight if you had to stand tonight? Father, I love you and I thank you for this night.